I'm Donna from Claverack, and you're listening to WGXE Acra 90.7 FM.
Echo,
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 Echo, Echo,
Echo. I'm Echo Rowe, who hosts Echo System. Echo System is a show on Saturdays from 3:30 to 4, and I talk to my friends and other kids, play music, and we learn about radio.
Echo, Echo,
Day Marchand, a proud supporter of WGXE, is a men's and women's boutique featuring creative and classic clothing, shoes, and accessories. Now presenting our fall collections from European and American designers, demarchand.com, demarchin.com, on Warren Street in Hudson, New York.
All right, all together now. Ready?
All Together Now is a new evening news show brought to you by WGXE in Greene and Columbia Counties and WOOC in Troy. The show is a unique, community-based collaboration between listeners and programmers, both on air and off. If you want to get involved, send us an email at info@wgxe.org. Unhappy about something you heard on All Together Now? Or maybe you have a strong opinion about an issue. Energy, agriculture, the environment, the Common Core standards, or broadband access.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network.
You've tuned in to All Together Now, WGXE's regional look at the news from Hudson Valley and the Capital Region, from the Catskills to the Berkshires and beyond. I'm Tom Rowe, and today you'll hear all sorts of local news updates, weather, interviews, and more, plus community events and the song of the day on All Together Now.
This is the news. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the news. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
On air, in air, waves controlled. On air, in air, channel connection. And the moon turns to blood.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
We take you now to
this radio broadcast.
You are tuned in to All Together Now, a collaborative one-hour news show for community radio stations in the Capital Region and New York's Hudson Valley. All Together Now features contributions from the public, along with programmers at WOOC in Troy and WGXE in Acre, featuring local and regional news, weather updates, and newsmaker interviews. The WGXE Newsroom. This is the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Patricia Doxy is reporting for the Daily Freeman. Hunter Mountain Ski Bowl officials are reporting the resort's $9 million expansion project currently underway is on schedule to be completed in time for the 2018-19 ski season. The project began in April and will add 5 new trails and open a new section of the mountain. Daniel Kinney, Public Relations and Communications Manager for the center, said, and I quote, "The new expansion will, at current planning, create 43 new skiable acres." Kinney said the main goal of North Hunter, as the expansion is known, is to provide more opportunity for intermediate and beginner intermediate skiers. The resort currently offers 2 main ski areas, Hunter 1, which caters to beginners and is home of the Mountain Ski School, and Hunter West, which is geared toward expert skiers. The expansion will add 2 beginner trails and 3 intermediate trails with a vertical drop of just over 1,000 feet on the mountain's north-facing slope and will increase the skiable areas of the mountain by 25%. Hunter Mountain Ski Bowl is owned by Peak Resorts, which also owns Mount Snow in Vermont. You can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Bill Williams is reporting for WCTW-FM, The Cat. The Hudson Police Department, June 27, removed 4, and I quote, extremely old, end quote, gallons of ether from the basement of the city's old police station located at 427 Warren Street. The colorless, volatile liquid is highly flammable. 4 containers of the chemical were found as the department continued its inventory and removal of surplus items from the now vacant building. The department is now headquartered at 701 A Union Street. HPD said the ether may have been once used to develop film in the station's darkroom or could have been left behind by previous tenants, New York Telephone. A detail consisting of the New York State Police Bomb Disposal Unit, Hudson City Fire Department, A.B. Shaw Fire Company, and Greenport Rescue Squad assisted in taking the chemical away, and I quote, with no threat to the neighborhood, end quote. The ether was then destroyed at a local gravel bank. Read the full story at 985thecat.iheart.com or on the Hudson Police Department Facebook page. William J. Kimball is reporting for the Daily Freeman. Use of the Blue Hole Swimming Area in Denning, Ulster County, now requires a permit. The State Department of Environmental Conservation announced June 27th, swimming will be limited to 240 people daily. The DEC will provide a maximum of 40 permits each day, good for up to 6 people per permit, to use the swimming hole on Picamoles Road from May 15th through October 15th each year. The permit system has been in the works for at least 2 years, largely due to the significant amounts of trash left behind by people using Blue Hole. In June 2017, the DEC said the large deep cold swimming area was at risk of overuse due to its popularity. The permits are free and available online at newyorkstateparks.reserveamerica.com. They must be obtained a minimum of 24 hours in advance. Walk-in permits are not available. And you can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. David Lombardo is reporting at Capital Confidential. Consumer credit agency Equifax has agreed to adopt new corrective measures as a result of a consent order with 8 states, including New York. The agreement comes almost a year after the massive data breach that compromised the private information of 143 million Americans. Under the order, Equifax is required to develop a new risk assessment, improve oversight by its own board, and submit a plan to address the 2017 hack. State Department of Financial Services Superintendent Maria Vullo said, and I quote, "In an area of weakened federal government oversight, strong state regulation is essential. New York will continue to lead in supporting a robust state financial service regulatory regime. New York will also continue in its efforts to obtain relief for consumers who were harmed by the Equifax breach." State legislature this year passed a bill preventing credit agencies from charging consumers to freeze or unfreeze their credit reports. Freezing a credit report is a common measure to prevent identity theft in the event personal information is compromised. You can read the full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News. For weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXE website, WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Green. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow. Here is the regional weather forecast for the Hudson Valley and Capital Region. From the WGXE Newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio Weather Update. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a hazardous weather outlook for our area for today and tonight. There is a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms today. Potentially damaging winds are the main risk. Any thunderstorm will move from southwest to northeast at 30 to 35 miles an hour. Showers are expected with embedded thunderstorms. Locally heavy rainfall is possible, mainly along the east of the Hudson River, with isolated flooding of urban small stream and poor drainage areas possible. It will be mostly cloudy for the remainder of the day with a temperature high near 77 degrees. There will be showers tonight and patchy fog after 2 a.m. with a temperature low of 63 degrees. Your forecast for the next 2 days, patchy fog before 8 a.m. on Friday. Otherwise, it will be sunny with a temperature high near 87 degrees. And Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 63. And on Saturday, sunny and hot with a temperature high near 92 degrees. There'll be a calm wind becoming southwest around 6 miles an hour in the afternoon. And for Saturday night, it will be mostly clear with a low around 70 degrees. This has been your WGXE Hands-On Radio weather update. For local news, public meetings, and more community information, use the WGXE website, WGXE.org.
Hello, I'm Rob Saffer, host of Overlooked, airing the fourth Thursday of each month from 7 to 9:30 p.m. on 90.7 FM, WGXE, Accra. We'll listen to Overlooked and underheard jazz and improvised music from its earliest years to what's happening right now.
Hi, I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, heard weekday mornings here at 8 o'clock on WGXC 90.7 FM. WGXC is hosting its pledge drive, and we need your support. Help keep Hands-On Creative Community Radio alive in your region by calling 518-697-7400. That's 518-697-7400. Or you can pledge online with your tax-deductible pledge at wgxc.org/donate. That's wgxc.org/donate. Help WGXC meet its goal and keep local, national, and international news broadcasting in Greene and Columbia counties. Thanks so much.
Okay, people are kibitzing.
There's Dee Dee Barrett.
There's Assemblywoman Dee Dee Barrett. Dee Dee Barrett, would you like to come over and talk? We're live on the air at WGXC. So keep it clean. You want to? You don't want your.
I always keep it.
You don't want your supporters to like abandon you.
I definitely don't want my supporters.
We're going to get a contribution from Dee Dee Barrett herself.
Yes.
The Dee Dee Barrett.
Yes.
No. Well, I thought we were.
Yeah. What are you doing?
We're raising funds for WGXC, your favorite local community radio station. And today we're out here at the farmers market with station celebrities. Slay Diddy, a.k.a. Kamal Johnson, and yours truly, Tom DiPietro, and the station manager, Lynn Sloniker. We're here, folks, live at the Hudson Farmers Market.
Bumper sticker. Support your local radio station.
There you go. Right from the Assemblywoman's mouth.
Exactly.
And that's an order.
We may have to record that part.
Yes.
We need to support free and open press, free and open media here in our country more than ever. So
there you have it, folks.
Local radio station.
There you have it.
Thank you.
Spoken from above, so to speak.
Not above, of the people.
Of the people.
Of the
by the people. That's right. That's what all us politicians say.
Can I use this one, too?
Yeah, you can take anything. Yeah.
I just want to put one on my...
Oh, that's not a
that's a card.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want one, I
can
put
it on my... Yeah. See, this one has... That, you recognize that? That's Rip Van Winkle there.
Yes, I recognize
you did?
It.
I didn't. I criticized it when I
you
saw it.
You thought it was somebody called Accra?
I thought it was a tree. I didn't see the Rip Van Winkle thing. Then I saw the pipe.
It took,
yeah,
I
know. Well, that's why you're an assemblywoman, and I'm just a local...
You're just a
city council president.
Good luck, guys.
Thank you, Dee Dee. That was Dee Dee Barrett, folks, our assemblywoman who supports WGXC.
Yes.
Unhappy about something you heard on All Together Now? Or maybe you have a strong opinion about an issue. Energy, agriculture, the environment, the Common Core standards, or broadband access. Don't keep it to yourself. Call 518-291-9492 and leave a 3-minute message, and we'll play it on the air. Leave a 3-minute message, 518-291-9492, with your take for all you hear. Again, that number is 518-291-9492. To leave a 3-minute message that may be played on All Together Now.
consider making a donation to the WGXC Spring Pledge Drive, Summer Pledge Drive, 518-697-7400. You can't tell if it's spring or summer around here. 518-697-7400 is the number to call, or go online to wgxc.org/donate and make a donation to keep local radio live and local.
WGXC 90.7 FM. You can call 697-7400 or go to wgxc.org online. Hey there, have you contributed to your local community radio station lately? Would you? A contribution. Have you made your latest contribution to WGXC?
No.
Would you like to? You have to a check or two check?
Down push, you're a lot bloody. What I'm interested in knowing is how is it going at the church, and where are you?
We are on the side in the basement.
Right.
And a beautiful new.
I should let
you. Yeah, because you got to watch your language.
My mouth.
Yes, exactly. We are live here at the Hudson Farmers Market, speaking to a person who's purchasing farm goods.
Absolutely, happily.
Looking over the T-shirts, we have T-shirts for sale. And here we are, WGXC 90.7. Yeah, a couple different designs. Oh, Slay Diddy is getting his salesperson on.
Well, I was looking at the hands-on, and I was happy
like
to
that
see
one?
Where you placed it.
Yes, yes.
Great.
Yeah, no.
Because otherwise it would not. Oh!
That's, yeah.
Yes,
oh.
Very groovy.
Yeah, I see. Caught her eye. That's right. We got
you.
Oh, no. It cannot be. It cannot be. Big Vern himself. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. Big Vern.
How much coffee do you have today, Tom?
You guys are great.
That's right from Vern saying we are great today. Maybe we need to revamp the afternoon shows. Vern and Ellen for the older crowd. And Slay and Tom for the young folks.
You mean mature, don't you?
I agree with mature. Tom, you just got to calm down a little bit.
I can't. Calm down. Yeah. What makes you think I'm excited?
You are so loud, I can't even hear Slay.
Sorry. Look, sorry, Slay.
You're aggressive, and I like that. You're aggressive.
Tell them what happened. $20, right?
The T-shirt, $20. You mean about Michelle Hughes' comment?
Yes, tell them what happened.
Well, we had a throwdown of sorts. We asked somebody who listens to the Wednesday and Thursday Day show, which she preferred, and she reluctantly admitted, because I was here, that she preferred. Oh,
yeah, I heard. I was clapping in the car. That's when you asked the lady about her fiancé that was just randomly out here at the farmer's market.
Yep. Well, you know, I'll push the microphone a little bit closer. We don't actually have a mic here today, folks.
But this is a setup right here.
We're innovative.
We're innovative. This is the 21st century.
I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca Road when along came a semi with a high-end canvas-covered load.
When you're tired of your toys and of your games from the television, when you're done with chores and homework, then it's time to make a big decision. You might need a change of scenery. It might be time to go over mountains, over oceans, through dark jungles down below. On an airplane, on a railroad, on a tall ship with a tide, all you need's a little music. How's about it? What do you say we buckle up and go for a little ride?
Everywhere, man. I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca Road when along came a semi with a high-end canvas-covered load. If you're going to Winnemucca, man, with me you can ride. So I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand, and I said, listen, bud, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man, I've been everywhere.
man, cross the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I'll travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
Been to... I wander everywhere.
I've been to
Ica,
Copic,
Cairo,
Catskill, Greenport, Claverack, Kinderhook,
Maryville,
Germantown,
Greenville,
Schoharie, Green County,
Patrick, Ashland,
Chatham,
and East Durham,
Athens,
Haynes Falls, Hunter,
and, Coxsackie,
Preston Hollow, Oak Hill,
Ankrum,
Great Barrington,
Hawthorne Valley,
New Baltimore, and
Hudson, New York.
I breathe the mountain air, man. Travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
Life is a rock.
Ica,
Copic,
Cairo,
Catskill, Greenport, Claverack, Kinderhook,
Maryville,
Germantown,
Wyndham,
Greenville,
Schoharie, Green County,
Patrick,
Ashland,
Chatham,
and East Durham,
Athens,
Haynes Falls, Hunter,
and, Coxsackie,
Preston Hollow, Oak Hill,
Ankrum,
Great Barrington,
Hawthorne Valley,
New Baltimore, and
Hudson, New York.
Life is a rock.
Ica,
Copic,
Cairo,
Catskill, Greenport, Claverack, Kinderhook,
Maryville,
Germantown,
Wyndham,
Greenville,
Schoharie, Green County,
Patrick,
Ashland,
Chatham,
and East Durham,
Athens,
Haynes Falls, Hunter,
and, Coxsackie,
Preston Hollow, Oak Hill,
Ankrum,
Great Barrington,
Hawthorne Valley,
New Baltimore, and
Hudson, New York.
I've been everywhere. I've been everywhere.
You're listening to the radio coming to you from everywhere. I'm Tom Rowe, and you're listening to WGXC, and it's our Radio Everywhere Pledge Drive. We're asking you to call 518-697-7400 or go online to WGXC.org and make a pledge to keep the radio coming to you from everywhere. At WGXC, in the past, you've heard live broadcast from local schools. From Chatham High School, from Hudson High School, from Cara Durham High School, from Catskill High School. You've heard live broadcasts on the radio from local restaurants on WGXC, from the Blue Plate in Chatham, from the Red Dot Restaurant and Bar in Hudson, from Dalton's Donuts in Cairo, from High Low in Catskill. You've heard live broadcasts on WGXC from parks around the region, Carrow's Town Park, the Oakdale Lake Park in Hudson, from Dutchman's Landing Park in Catskill. You've heard live broadcasts from local town halls throughout the area. Live broadcasts from Carrow Town Hall, from the Athens Town Hall, from the Hudson City Hall. From the Greene County Legislature in Catskill, from the Columbia County Board of Supervisors in Hudson. WGXC is everywhere in local libraries. You've heard live broadcasts from local libraries in Chatham, in Cairo, in Catskill, and Hudson. WGXC is everywhere at local farmers markets. You've heard WGXC broadcast live from the Hudson Farmers Market and from the Catskill Farmers Market. You've heard WGXC broadcast live from local businesses like the Spotty Dog Books and Ale in Hudson, like the Stair Gallery in Hudson, like Magpie Bookstore in Catskill. WGXC is broadcast from Rieder Bauer's Resort in Round Top, from Stack's Pub in Cairo, from M&J's Hair Studio in Hudson, from the Hudson Lodge, from the Half Moon in Hudson, from Little Deb's Oasis in Hudson, from the Beverly in Kingston, from the Highway Drive-In in Coxsackie, from the Catskill Community Theater, from the Cannonball Factory in Hudson. WGXC is everywhere, broadcasting from local nonprofits. You've heard WGXC broadcast from the Columbia Memorial Hospital in Hudson, from the Greene County Council on the Arts in Catskill, from Evergreen Hall Co-Arc in Valencia, from the Catskill Senior Center, from the Catskill Community Center, from the Hudson Youth Center, from the Bridge Street Theater in Catskill, from the First Presbyterian Church in Hudson, and from Basilica Hudson. WGXC is everywhere, and we're asking for your pledge to keep it that way. Radio coming to you from everywhere. Please call 518-697-7400 or go online to wgxc.org/donate. That's 518-697-7400 or go online to wgxc.org/donate and make a difference. Keep local radio coming out of your speakers, broadcasting from a variety of local locations where you can walk on the radio and talk on the radio. Please give us a call at 518-697-7400 to support local radio from everywhere locally. Support community radio on WGXC 90.7 FM. Only you can keep the community radio coming out of your speakers by calling 518-697-7400 or going online to wgxc.org/donate. It's your big chance to make a difference in your community. Keep local voices on this soapbox. Keep the platform open for local discussion of local issues. 518-697-7400 is the number to call or go online to wgxc.org/donate.
All Together Now. Ready?
All Together Now is a new evening news show brought to you by WGXC in Greene and Columbia counties and WOOC in Troy. The show is a unique community-based collaboration between listeners and programmers, both on air and off. If you want to get involved, send us an email at info@wgxc.org.
This is Keith Nelson of the Bindlestiff Family Circus, and we're not clowning around. You're listening to WGXE 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson.
All together now, the 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday newscast for Greene and Columbia Counties is looking for contributors. If you have an idea for a regular or irregular segment, or if you want to interview the public at a local event or write stories for the WGXC newsroom at WGXC.org, send an email to info@WGXC.org. All together now. From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Mike Goodwin reports in the Albany Times Union that the Hudson Valley can expect six straight days with temperatures in the 90s this weekend, the first time since 2013 for such a heat wave. This weekend, temperatures are expected to reach the upper 90s. Sunday, July 1st could reach 97 degrees with the heat index, a combination of heat and humidity, making it feel like 107 degrees. Meteorologists and medical experts do not recommend working outside in the heat and say everyone should drink plenty of water. Read the full story in the Albany Times Union. Television station WNYT reports that 99 immigrants arrived at the Albany County Jail June 27th, coming from San Diego. Sheriff Craig Apple says most came from China, Bangladesh, Nepal, or Cameroon in Asia. Apple said, and I quote, "I can't change what's going on in this country regarding immigration. It's well beyond appalling, but on a local level, I think I can take something that's horrible and turn it into something positive," end quote. The sheriff says interpreters and pro bono legal counsel are going to be provided for the immigrants. And you can read the full story on WNYT website. On June 27th, Representative John Fassel, the Republican of Kinderhook, voted for a Republican immigration bill that 112 Republicans voted against. The bill failed with 301 votes against, including all Democrats. Last week, Fassel voted against a hardline immigration bill that was defeated 231 to 193, with Democrats and 40 Republicans voting against. Paul Tonko, the Democrat who represents Albany County and parts of Rensselaer County, voting against both bills. The Border Security and Immigration Reform Act of 2018, which failed this week, was said to be a compromise measure, although it received fewer votes. Fassel tweeted, and I quote, "Our immigration system is broken, and today the House failed to take meaningful steps to fix it by rejecting the compromise bill. This bill would have ensured parents and children stay together, strengthen border security, and resolve DACA," end quote. There was discussion of quickly voting on a narrow bill to end the separation of migrant children. There was discussion of quickly voting on a narrow bill to end the separation of migrant children from their parents at the border before Congress takes July 4th holiday break. But now that seems unlikely. William J. Kimball reports in the Daily Freeman that in Ulster County it will soon be much more difficult to recycle. The Ulster County Resource Recovery Agency stops accepting single-stream recycling on January 1, 2019, and the town of Ulster won't accept single-stream recycling at its transfer station beginning August 1. Single-stream means mixed or commingling recycle, and eventually the paper, cardboard, glass, metal, and plastic needs to be sorted. But when it is mixed, the paper often gets contaminated, costing the recycler money. And recyclers are paying less for materials, with the Ulster County Resource Recovery Agency claiming it lost almost $50,000 on its recycling efforts in the first 5 months of 2018. But Kingston Mayor Steve Noble is not buying this argument, alleging the board has, and I quote, "created a crisis and made this seem like a crisis, making it seem that our agency is stockpiling single-stream recycling, making it seem that we have no place to put it, making it that there's an emergency happening in Ulster County, and it's just not true," end quote. And you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org.
You are tuned to WGXC 90.7 FM, ACRA. This is Jim McCabe, and I'm here, if you just tuned in, this is Jim McCabe, along with Chris Bishop from Vinyl Rundown and Sam Sebring, Nothing Is Real, Radio Hour, and we're just kind of each doing our own little thing here, trying to make you feel cozy and
maybe thirsty.
And maybe thirsty, yeah. Well, we'll have to hold off on the cocktails for a little while, though. It's the make-believe tiki bar for now.
Yeah.
So, and we're also doing a pledge drive, and we have a phone number for you to call.
518-697-7400, right? 7400.
That's it.
Yep.
697-7400.
Or wgxc.org/donate if you want to donate online. A lot of people like to do that. That's really easy. You can also stop by the studio, anytime this week, or we'd love to see you, meet you, give us your thoughts on the station, what you want to hear, what you don't like to hear, anything like that.
Tell us how your life's going. I mean, whatever it is, you know, we're here to listen and to hopefully entertain and inform. And
thanks for everyone who's been calling so far, and also thanks to people who've been donating food to help us out. Everybody who's working really hard here to get through this pledge drive, and keep the phones ringing.
And we got some cool merchandise too. If you go to the website, you can see pictures of. Well, actually, there's a whole merchandise section, but on the wgxc.org/donate, there's like pictures of some like really cool T-shirts that you get if you make a donation at a certain dollar level. Yeah, this is listener-supported, hands-on community radio, of course, and so nobody gets paid really, except one or two hardworking staff. But it's. Pretty much basically a volunteer operation. So if you can help us out, that would be great. 518-697-7400. 518-697-7400.
Yeah, people coming out to keep this whole thing going. It's kind of amazing how many people are involved with this project and constantly working on this project, volunteers. Yeah, anyway, sorry, go ahead.
I was thinking about, you know, we've got three DJs here from three different towns in the area, none of which is Hudson, actually.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm from Ghent. Jim lives in Stockport.
Although I have a Hudson mailing address for whatever reason that is. I don't know. There's a post office close.
Yeah, but you're not in Hudson. You're in.
I'm not in Hudson, no. Northwest Claverick.
Right, yeah. And I'm in Athens, across the river.
So we have both counties represented.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's part of, I think, you know, I was thinking about it just... Really, the transformation and progression of what the station has accomplished is really remarkable in terms of just, you know, bridging these different communities. That's always been part of the mission of the station, has been to reach other communities, get communities more connected across both sides of the river. And now we have programmers from all over the place and from all different ethnicities. Of what we've accomplished in terms of community with this station is really unlike and beyond, I think, any other organization in our area. I mean, there's other organizations doing great work, but this is really remarkable what we have here.
It's very cool. I've been here part-time since 2002. And I guess I got involved in the station around 2009. I think that was the fall of that year, and then we had the New Year's Eve party. But I never would have met lovely people like Sam and Chris and Cheryl if it hadn't been for the radio station. And it's so much fun. And,
yeah.
You know, there's lots of other people out there, I'm sure, who would like to get involved, maybe have a show of their own. Radio is great. And this is like you can have your own voice here. And where else can you do that? It's a pretty rare thing. So.
Exactly. It's like it's empowering on a certain level because it gives voices to people that are otherwise not really being heard. And that's one of the greatest things this station provides, I think.
And in so many different ways, too. I mean, people contribute by playing music on the air or by talking about local issues, environmental stuff, national politics, local politics, all kinds of things. So any interest you have is probably represented here on the station in some form. So
mm-hmm. Exactly.
Absolutely.
You can do magic.
I'm DJ Neva Wartell and special guest Jen Dubois. So one more time, we're going to ask you to call.
Sí, por favor, llame 518-697-7400 para hacer una donación o visitar a la web wgxc.org y hacer el botón de donar. Gracias.
And the
yeah,
number
in English,
518-697-7400 and wgxc.org/donate. Thank you very much for anybody who has called.
Please join our pledge drive and make a difference today by making a donation at wgxc.org/donate or by calling 518-697-7400.
WGXC 90.7 FM, Inqua.
Focus. Every community benefits from having a public square, public parks, public amphitheaters, public fire hydrants, drinking fountains, swimming pools. The public airwaves belong to the public. A public space that is here, there, and everywhere. The local community. Connected through invisible magic. The ability to be in two or more places at once. Through the miracle of electromagnetic radiation. WGXC is a creative community radio station for Greene and Columbia counties in New York State's Mid-Hudson Valley, since time immemorial known for its great natural beauty. The land of Rip Van Winkle, the land of the Hudson River School painters, the land of video freaks. WGXC is committed to hands-on radio, available to all in the community. Music shows, contemporary, traditional, music from around the globe, jazz, rock and roll, classical, rap, country, avant-garde, novelty, popular, medieval, disco, skiffle, and much, much more. Programs about farming, economics, love, the criminal justice system, psychology, spiritual matters, call-in programs, and local events. Community radio, the most democratic medium there is, uniting disparate populations of Greene and Columbia counties, bridging the Hudson River. And radio has been informing, entertaining, exciting, and soothing listeners for generations. Every Saturday and every night after the midnight hour, Transmission Arts programming can be heard. Long after the sun has gone to bed, this is a special time for strange signals, sounds, noises, contact with far-out spaces, inner spaces, joy, fear.
Because together we will stand, every boy, every girl.
the national headlines from Public News Service.
The Public News Service Daily Newscast for Thursday, June the 28th, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. With Justice Kennedy announcing his retirement, major decisions on hot-button issues are in the balance. Also on the rundown, sparked by family separations, protesters nationwide occupy ICE buildings, and now less than 100 days to go before the Land and Water Conservation Fund evaporates. Topping our news, it was hardly a surprise, but it is producing shock waves. Justice Anthony Kennedy, a crucial swing vote of the Supreme Court, announced Wednesday he's retiring at the end of July. CNBC reports his departure could have massive effect, particularly on abortion rights and gay rights nationwide. His announcement immediately raised questions about how long the court would stand by its earlier abortion rulings, including Roe v. Wade. CNBC adds the president's first nominee to the court, conservative Neil Gorsuch, has already had an enormous effect on U.S. policy in helping to narrowly decide rulings this week related to Trump's ban on travel from certain U.S. countries, abortion, and labor unions. And speaking of labor, Tramiel Gomes reports opponents of Wednesday's Supreme Court ruling freeing government workers from having to pay into unions are using Florida as an example of how bad it could be for working families across the country.
The court's 5-4 Janus decision upends a 41-year-old ruling that allowed states to require that public employees pay some fees to unions that represent them, even if the workers choose not to join. The decision doesn't impact the Sunshine State because of a right-to-work law that makes paying collective bargaining fees voluntary. Florida AFL-CIO President Mike Williams says the state already was crippling working families with low wages, and now the rest of the country will feel the same.
It continues our nation's long race to the bottom for workers' rights. It increases economic inequality and make even more difficult for America's workers to make ends meet.
Meanwhile, conservatives are praising the ruling as a victory for workers and their First Amendment rights, arguing union fees were being used to fund political activities.
12 days into their occupation, the protesters' camp outside of a U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement headquarters in Portland shows no signs it's leaving. Eric Tegadoff has an update.
Despite threats from federal officials earlier this week that the protesters could be arrested at any time, as many as 100 people have established tents in the makeshift encampment. The ICE facility has remained shuttered since last week. Speaking at the camp, Luis Marquez, who has been part of the occupation since its second day, says he was disturbed by news of family separations at the southern border.
I'm of Salvadorian ancestry, and I've detested American foreign policy towards Central America for as long as I can remember. But that aside, what brought me here was seeing babies ripped from their families.
A call to abolish ICE is among the protesters' demands. Since Occupy ICE Portland began last week, protesters in New York City, Detroit, San Diego, and other cities have also joined, marching and camping in front of immigration facilities and even halting hearings. The agency did not respond to a request for comment on these protests.
Some drivers and passengers were annoyed, others angry and afraid when they were stopped last week by U.S. Customs and Border Patrol protection as they headed south on I-95. Linda Barr picks up the story from there.
They weren't allowed to proceed until they said where they were born and whether they are U.S. citizens. Videos obtained by the ACLU show agents at checkpoints told motorists if they didn't respond, they'd be detained indefinitely. One person was arrested. According to Maine ACLU staff attorney Emma Bond, checkpoints like these impinge on people's rights against unreasonable search and their right to remain silent.
The checkpoints in Penobscot County are another example of the Border Patrol's show me your papers policies that make all of us less free. These checkpoints pose the risk of bias and subjective enforcement that the Fourth Amendment is designed to prevent.
And Texas ranks 43rd in child well-being, one of the 10 worst states for kids. Eric Galatas reports that's according to the Annie Casey Foundation 2018 Kids Count data book, which we've been highlighting.
The report ranks states in health, education, economic well-being, and family and community. Christy Tingle with the Center for Public Policy Priorities says there are a few bright spots, including a drop in the number of Texas children without health insurance. But she says the data confirms that state leaders need to do more to help millions of children and parents, and that includes getting an accurate census count in 2020.
When kids aren't counted, Texas faces losing billions of dollars in federal support.
More than 580,000 Texas children under age 5 are at risk of being undercounted because they live in hard-to-count census tracts.
And finally, Ross Brown reports conservationists are alarmed. Only 3 months remain before one of the nation's most popular conservation programs could end because Congress has not acted.
The Land and Water Conservation Fund has improved national and local parks in New Mexico for more than 50 years, but it is set to expire at the end of September. The program does not rely on taxpayer dollars, but rather is funded by federal oil royalties from offshore drilling in public waters. New Mexico Senator Tom Udall is among a bipartisan group of lawmakers that sponsored a bill to reauthorize the fund. He notes it has benefited residents in all 50 states.
It's an immensely successful program, which has provided funds to nearly every county in New Mexico and the United States to conserve public open space.
Conservationists are calling on the Congress to fully fund the LWCF at $900 million. That's only happened twice in the fund's history. I'm Mike Clifford. You've been newsing and cruising with Public News Service. We are member listener supported, and we're online at publicnewsservice.org.
Here is the regional weather forecast for the Hudson Valley and Capital Region. From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio weather update. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a hazardous weather outlook for our area for today and tonight. There is a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms today. Potentially damaging winds are the main risk. Any thunderstorm will move from southwest to northeast at 30 to 35 miles an hour. Showers are expected with embedded thunderstorms. Locally heavy rainfall is possible, mainly along the east of the Hudson River, with isolated flooding of urban small stream and poor drainage areas possible. It will be mostly cloudy for the remainder of the day, with the temperature high near 77 degrees. There will be showers tonight and patchy fog after 2 a.m., with a temperature low of 63 degrees. Your forecast for the next 2 days, patchy fog before 8 a.m. on Friday. Otherwise, it will be sunny with a temperature high near 87 degrees. And Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 63. And on Saturday, sunny and hot with a temperature high near 92 degrees. There'll be a calm wind becoming southwest around 6 miles an hour in the afternoon. And for Saturday night, it will be mostly clear with a low around 70 degrees. This has been your WGXC Hands-On Radio weather update. For local news, public meetings, and more community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org.
Tune in the early morning hours of Friday, June 29th for Radio Stew at midnight after the news, Terrence Free Jazz Hour with 2 hours of experimental sounds from Europe at 1 a.m., and more radio news at 5 a.m. overnight on Waveform Standing Wave Radio and WGXC.
Coming up on the WGXC 90.7 FM community program schedule for Friday, June 29th, the WGXC Radio Everywhere Pledge Drive continues with Tom Rowe live in Accra on the WGXC morning show from 9 to 11 a.m., followed by City Folk hosted by Frederick Arnold until noon. Jared Widges-Coog will be live in the Hudson studio for the Sugar Shack Jukebox after the news hour until 2 o'clock. And later on in the evening at 7 o'clock, for our guest DJ slot this week, the James White Birthday Jam. James White, host of WGXC's Music Maestro Hour, celebrates his birthday, featuring a special Radio Everywhere Pledge Drive mix of rhythm and blues, soul, gospel, funk, and more. That's live in Hudson until 9:30.
There are so many events on the WGXC community calendar online at WGXC.org, and you can add your own by pressing the Add an Event button right there on the page. If you do, folks like me will read your community event on the radio. Folks around the world will see it online at WGXC.org, including some of these events.
Friday, June 29th, there's a workshop with Karsten Masai, the curative educator and therapist based in Switzerland. It's at the Medebee Farm in Ghent at 4 p.m. Also Friday, June 29th, Leslie Stevens and the Eft perform at Hilo and Catskill at 8:30 p.m. There should be a live web stream of that show, as there is for most every show at Hilo and Catskill, on the WGXC website. Turn out or tune in to Hilo in Catskill, 365 Main Street, Friday, June 29th for Leslie Stevens and the Eft. The band Southbound performs at the Blackthorn Resort in East Durham on Friday, June 29th. Saturday, June 30th, the Eldridge Research Center in Rensselaerville has a birding hike with Philippa Dunn leading and listening to calls from avians in the area. That's at the Eldridge Research Center in Rensselaerville, 285 Pond Hill Road. Starts at 9:30 a.m. Saturday, June 30th. The Ankrum Opera House has a Introduction to Storytelling, 10 a.m. Saturday, June 30th, where attendees can learn how to tell their own story, how to organize it, and create connections to audiences. The Henry Hudson Riverfront Park hosts the Take Care Fair Saturday, June 30th. It's also on Sunday, July 1st. Saturday, it's from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sunday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., with talks, classes, wellness products, and more. The Thompson Giroux Gallery in Chatham hosts Mark La Rivière and also Josh Connors and Otto Gardner. The opening for Mark La Rivière's A Certain Light exhibition, 4 p.m. Saturday, June 30th, with music from Josh Connors and Otto Gardner at the Thompson Giroux Gallery, 57 Main Street in Chatham, Saturday, June 30th. PS21 in Chatham, 7 p.m. Saturday, June 30th, has an opening night with accordionist Guy Klusevesic, the Take Dance Group, comedian Hillary Chaplin, Vanavir Caravan, and the Parsons Dance Group. That's at 7 p.m. Saturday, June 30th at PS21 in Chatham. Niall Connolly and James Hearn perform at High Low in Catskill on Saturday, June 30th. There should be a live web stream of the show at WGXC.org. Click on the Listen Now button at the top of any WGXC webpage and scroll down to find the web stream. Also Saturday, June 30th, David Cale's Songs for Charming Strangers is at the Ankrum Opera House at 8:30 p.m. Sunday, July 1st, there's a natural dye retreat at the Letterbox Farm in Hudson. That's at 4161 Route 9 from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. You can tour the farm and learn about natural dye from Drop Forge and Tool. Sunday, July 1st, there's an interfaith dialogue at the Reformed Church of Saugerties with the Reverend Aro Raikkonen, the All Amana Center Executive Director. That's at noon at the Reformed Church of Saugerties, Sunday, July 1st. Also at noon, Sunday, July 1st, there's a daytime show at High Low in Catskill with Invia, Itch Princess, and Stotfill's SVB performing. Again, that's at noon at High Low and Catskill, and there should be a live web stream online at wgxc.org. Sunday, July 1st, the Hudson Area Library hosts Folk Tales and Stories for Little Ones and Their Families. Pamela Badilla on hiatus, Sam Gruber is leading the summer reading program. It starts Sunday, July 1st, and lasts through August 26th at the Hudson Area Library.